Good morning, or I guess it's good afternoon now, isn't it? This day is getting away from me. Just here to give you your weekend motivator. Let me pull up my list of goodies that I'm going to talk about today. All right, we're going to start with some shout outs this morning, or I keep saying this morning, it's actually this afternoon. It just turned afternoon, and I was a couple minutes late. I have still having coughing fits, and so I had to really, really clear it out before we got on here. Got my water right here. Got all my Halls cough drops just in case. All right, so our first shout out today is going to go to Melissa Chastain. She's on vacation with her new best friend, herself. She said it best. I'm on a two-day trip with my best friend. Y'all, I took pictures. I took those pics or saw these pics and have decided that I love the girl in them. I spent so long hating her and treating her badly. Today, I choose love and acceptance and grace. I choose to get out of my own way and just enjoy the moments. I choose self-care today. I just thought that was so great. So she's obviously coming into her own. And this is one of the things about like next month's self-love course. It is really important. Like when you don't love yourself, and I don't mean that we don't, like not all of us have this problem, but sometimes we are not even like aware of the subtle shade we throw at our bodies or the little things that we do. Just even sometimes when you get ready and you just go, ugh, or just the smallest of things. I think it's so important to practice intentionally thinking good things about yourself. If you follow me on Instagram, you know a lot of times I'm posting things where I'm just looking for the joy in life all around me. I'm always trying to figure out, like, what am I grateful for right now? What is something I love right now? Our brains are so trained. Like, this is just the way the human brain is designed. So don't think yours is broken because it's acting this way. The human brain literally is designed in order to keep us out of trouble. And the way that it keeps us out of trouble is to always try to find things wrong. It's supposed to look for what's wrong. It wants to keep us like everything being easy, everything keeping us out of trouble and stuff. So as we've evolved as humans, we don't need it to be hypervigilant anymore on looking for what's wrong. But our brain is kind of slow to come around all these years. And so the nice thing is that what we have is we have two parts of our brain. We have this unconscious part that's always vigilant about looking for what's wrong. It's just wired that way. That's the way it's going to work. We also have our conscious thinking brain that we don't use as often. Like we use it for like for work. Like I'm using it today to like film videos and do things like that. But we also are gifted with it so that if we want to have a different discussion with ourselves, if we want to believe something new with ourselves, we get to engage our conscious brain as often as we want to think things on purpose and deliberately so that we retrain the unconscious brain, the things it wants to say and it wants to do. A lot of us get so like freaking upset that they have shady thoughts. And then we want to go back and we want to blame our past and blame how we were raised and blame our mamas and all that kind of stuff. Guys, it's bullshit. Doesn't matter how you were raised. At some point, like we were all somewhere along the lines going to take stuff in through our brain that was going to like have us think things negative. That's just the way it was always meant to be. You arguing with it and being frustrated with it and being upset about it, you're just frustrating yourself. All of that is going to wear you down over time. So I like to just always think like, I can think anything, I just don't have to believe it. I've always told the tribe at camps, like, just because you think it don't mean it's true. It just means you thought it. So a lot of times when it's like, you know, like in my brain, like Patty is saying, mind talk is mostly negative talk. Yeah, welcome to being a human. Patty, you ain't special. You don't need to feel bad about it. You're one of the rest of us. That's, I mean, most brains are like judgy. That's why I always tell people, like, it is such bullshit to think that people are not judging you. Like, you got to get really used to being judged because everybody's brain judges. You know whose brain doesn't judge? Dogs and cats. That's what separates us from the animals. I feel like I'm a very enlightened person, and I still will walk down the street and I'll like see a dude or something and think, did he even shower? I mean, like our brains just think bullshit all the time. our job is to not care that other brains aren't working optimally all the time, just like our own. I always think, like, if somebody doesn't think something nice about me, I'm like, I don't think nice things about me all the time either. Welcome to my club. You know, it's not a big deal. The biggest difference is I've just decided that just because I think things, I don't have to believe them. I, like, decide, is this worth keeping or is this part of the trash? It's my job to take my own trash out every day. I don't just leave it piled up because I don't like the fact that it's there. All right. Maggie Sokoglick, sharing her experience about wasting food and had these examples. Money on Weight Watchers. This was our wasting food exercise, which, guys, I swear to God, was the highlight of my week. There was so much drama in the tribe about it, and I loved every minute of it. This is the funny thing. So, like, that is the one, like, oh my God, anytime I ask people to throw away food, like, if I ever just am like, how am I going to fuck with people's brains today? I'm just like, oh, we should do a throwaway food challenge. That's the one. Always. Every newbie tribe that comes through has to pass the wasting food gauntlet because it brings up the most doo-doo in our heads. I swear to God. If you were raised poor, it is going to be like, oh my God, you just took me back. There's no way I'll ever throw anything away. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and my girl, I cannot think of her name, where she and I have been, we've been talking about it for days now. I just love her to death. Where we have been talking about her half a sandwich, how she was so angry about half a sandwich. And we have just talked about that. And it's like, I'm the same way. I remember not too long ago, I went to, I was in Dallas at a meeting. And all the girls wanted to go to this, like, it's like a Fleming's or the Capital Grill, like one of those fucking expensive steak restaurants, all right? Like, Chris and I go to Burger Republic. Like, we are just not frou-frou fancy eaters, all right? I ordered a steak. That son of a bitch cost $60. First, there was, like, probably the 14-year-old version of me that was always poor died a little bit just ordering that to begin with. Then, on top of that, I'm eating, and I'm like, oh no, I've hit my two. And I had not ate but about half of a $60 steak. I watched, I mean, it was like Young and the Restless played drama straight up in my head. It was soap opera central. And I was with other life coaches, two of which are weight coaches too. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, my room doesn't have a fridge. I can't even wrap it up. What if I get hungry later? Like, and this was literally, guys, like 6 months ago. This is not like it was in my early days. This is 6 months ago. 13 and a half years at maintenance. All of this comes up. And I left that half a steak. And I still talk about it to this day. So I get the whole wasting food thing. Because I literally was throwing away $30 worth of food. It was, but I refused. I literally sat there and thought, I have worked so hard to lose my weight. I am willing to not eat half of a $30 steak. I will never forget this moment that I am going to choose to stop when I'm literally satisfied and not eat till I'm miserable because of 30 bucks. And I grew up broke. Like, mayonnaise sandwich broke. And I remember sometimes when the mayonnaise sandwich was a highlight because we didn't eat for a couple days. So, like, I feel y'all. But the point of it is that we need to hear every bit of that. Like, all of it. Because, like, that example, like, everything that you went through this week, all of the thoughts and stuff, guys, our job isn't to shame ourselves because we're having the thoughts or to hate that we're having them or whatever. The job is to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I know this is the shit I think. Is these thoughts helping me with my weight loss or are they hindering me? And if they're hindering me, I really need to start telling a new story for myself. I really need to start understanding that this thinking is what's standing in the way of me losing weight. Because it's not that I need to be super hungry all the time or restricted or not be able to have this and not be able to have this. It's like, these are the simple things that I need to, like, really understand. I do think these things. And now I realize I don't have to. there's a different story. There's something else. Like, I can elevate my thinking to align it with the version, the thinner version of me that wants to come out. All right. I think lots of us would rather lay $30 cash on the table than leave food behind. So fascinating. That's so funny because it's like, what is the difference? If you just leave food behind, you've already paid for it. Like, here's what I told myself. I paid for my experience. I ate till I was satisfied. Just because the chef thinks that that's the portion I need doesn't mean that my ass needs it. And I'm pretty sure if I'd went and seen the chef, I'd been like, all right, tell me how much food I need to eat. That's what we do. When we're cleaning our plate all the time, we're saying this restaurant has decided how much food I need to eat. It's like, no, I need to decide that. And the dollar value, I don't know if you guys know I don't know if this is actually accurate. I'm going to try to explain this. My husband tells me about this all the time. Sunk cost. So sunk cost is where you've like put money into something and at some point you realize there's diminishing returns, but you keep trying to put more money into it and you're not going to get what you need out of it. At some point you just have to kind of like cut it off at the cord, right? Well, there's a sunk cost also like when you're eating. If you're going to overeat to get your money's worth, you have diminishing returns. You're not getting your money's worth anymore at all. You're going to end up paying for it in so many other ways. It becomes more expensive than just leaving it there. Now, I don't say like you can't wrap stuff up, but like when I was at that restaurant, sure, if I wanted tomaine poisoning the next day and have diarrhea central on an airplane, I guess I could have put that steak out and then gnawed on it in the morning like a hungry, starving animal. But no, wasn't worth it. So Maggie said, here's all the times that she's wasted rather than food. I've wasted money on Weight Watchers, on weight loss gadgets, on diet food that I didn't even want to eat and probably didn't. Time listening to my aunt call me fat. Time listening to my doctor tell me just stop eating carbs. But most of all, I wasted years of feeling shitty about myself for not being in control of this part of my life. You know what? I'll waste one half of one dinner in a long line of dinners. I'm going to trust this process. And that's the key. And the reason why I call it waste food, like after you've done the experiment, guys, you no longer have to call it wasting food. You know what you can call it? You just say, I'm done and I got my money's worth. That's what we can start thinking. You get your money's worth when you're satisfied. You don't get your money's worth when you have a clean plate. If you have a clean plate and you've overate, you didn't get your money's worth. You paid extra in your disappointment in yourself, in delaying of your goals, in teaching yourself and reinforcing in yourself a habit you don't want. And that's what it comes down to. And so, like, I just think it's so important for us to remember that there's more to things than just what we're monetarily paying when it comes for food. But the reason why I call it wasting food in the very beginning is because so many of us, we need to be like, okay, I just wasted food and I need to reconcile. I'm okay with it. It's not that we're being wasteful. And I think that's very different. A lot of you think you're being wasteful. And I'm like, no, this is a lesson. This is a one-time lesson. For you to be able to quickly see everything that you think and feel around food really fast so that you can quit being wasteful with your thoughts, wasteful with your time on earth, wasteful with your body, wasteful with your like stomach. That's what we're really losing or learning. Betsy Rooney had an aha moment during the Hunger Scale Challenge of leaving 2 to 3 bites behind that she always saves the best bites for last. She arranges her chips in a pile and eats the broken ones first. Last best bite of anything she loves. She decided after doing this challenge, she's going to eat those best bites first so she can leave the rest. And I was talking with the girls on this one. If you missed this post, a long time ago, I figured this out myself. I was like, I'm always saving the best food for last. So why would I ever be incentivized to not clean my plate? And kind of just making shit harder on myself. Like if the best food is last, then I'm asking myself to stop at my 2 while the most delicious shit is staring me in the face. I was like, that's ass backward. So now what I like to do is I like to start with the best, give myself the best, and then I can move on from there. It works. And trust me, it makes eating a lot easier, y'all. Marie said, I ate almost a half a container of cake icing just now. I'm PMSing. Oh, I loved this one. This is the one I pulled out. I am PMSing. Y'all are going to be like, what? Y'all love the one where the girl ate a half a container of ice cream or icing? Let me tell you why. Hold on. Woo! I almost ate a half a container of cake icing just now. I'm PMSing, feeling horrible, work stress, and family drama. But that isn't why I did it. I did it because I wanted it for days, knew it was in the pantry, and decided to put it on my plan every day since last Sunday. Today, she did not choose to eat it every single day until that day on her plan. I chose to eat 2 tablespoons less than I planned, and I don't feel guilty at all. I know it won't help me reach my goal, but it feels so good to not be beating myself up over eating something bad or restricted because I don't have bad or restricted foods. To some of you, this may not sound like an accomplishment, but for me, this is huge and empowering, and I'm so happy that I found PNP. I loved this post. The first thing that I told her is, quit saying, I know it won't help me reach my goals. That right there will help every single one of you reach your goals. I want you in this for the long game. Sometimes you have to take what you think is a step backward in order to take a leap forward. So like for some people, the long game is I've got to get control around food. I've got to quit labeling things bad. I've got to quit thinking things are restricted. I have to start like making food normal. That means that maybe I'm going to plan something like this and I'm going to start deliberately and consciously either eating it or not, but I'm not eating it behind my own back anymore. I'm not going to sit around with drama about it. Like I refuse to do shit like that anymore. That will help you lose a lot of fucking weight moving forward. Because if all you do is try to practice white knuckling and restriction and all kinds of shit from a self-loathing mindset that you can't handle things and blah, 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 you will not keep your weight off. You are going to keep your weight off the more you are able to plan stuff, eat it, decide when you're done, and move on. And then when you do that, you get better at planning even better things for yourself. And that is how it works. So anyway, Marie, you did great. Stephanie Allen, just today made Terrificville and Queen's Club, and we just love the acronym for the 200s. So we have Wonderland for everybody that hits Wonderland, and now we have Terrificville for everyone who busts from threes to the twos. So congratulations, Stephanie. I know that's such a big thing, and like, you just keep going, mama. All right, so that's our shout outs. Let me go to Slack. There's one thing I want to cover, guys, and then I'm going to answer just a couple of questions and get us out of here fast today. So I'm going to talk about weighing in and a mindset that I want all of you to adopt. So you know that we do, if you listen to today's podcast, I highly recommend listening to today's podcast. It's all about getting over the scale drama and stuff. And one of the things that I wanted to add to it is I want you guys to think, and I got this from my mentor, if every time you stepped on the scale, if you were never allowed, like just imagine that I could somehow snap my fingers, you were not allowed to make it mean something terrible about you. You weren't allowed to ever think, oh my God, I'm never going to lose weight. And I want you to think about if it goes up on you. If you didn't ever make that number mean something's gone wrong, if you always just made it mean it's time to look at my data, nothing's gone wrong, time to learn for next week, how different would you be showing up for yourself every single time you weighed in? For a lot of you, you weigh in every single day. You are going to have to be friends with the scale. You're going to have to understand that data. It is supposed to go up and down. Mine goes up and down all the fucking time. Could you imagine if I got freaked out every single time? Oh my God, it would be Shitsville in here. I just like the other day it was up 3 pounds. I'm sure it's because I was sick, but I told Kathy, I said, I have missed so many meals this week, coughing so hard I was afraid to eat that I'd throw up. You'd think I'd be losing weight like mad. No. Scale goes up like 3 pounds. I didn't get upset about it. I don't make it mean something's going wrong. I make it mean my body is reacting to things, and it's my job to uncover the puzzle. That means you're going to have to be plugging things in all the time. I want you guys to get to the point that you can, I want you to all get to the point where you can stand on the scale. And before you get on it, I always want you to tell yourself, this is not a cause for celebration and it's not a cause for depression. This is just a number that is to show me what I need to look at from the past week to apply to going forward. That is all I want it doing for you. And the more you tell yourself that, and the more you start getting so good at being willing to go back through and look at your data and just be like, okay, what are the things I can tweak this week? Like if you, let's say you lose weight, say, okay, let me go back through my week and I want to make sure that I reinforce the solid, healthy habits I did so I can continue that on. So I can go ahead and plan those for next week. That's why we keep data. If it goes up, then you want to go back through the week. And I just always ask myself, are there little things that I need to change going forward next week? Let me plug in the things I know I did right last week, but also let me fine tune some of the things that I could level up a little bit, that I could change out, or I could just improve on. That is what weighing in is for. But most of you are going to have to start like making an agreement with yourself that you do not allow shame and judgment over the number. Some of you will even lose weight and figure out a way to feel like shit about it. I'm always amazed at someone who can sit there and lose a pound or two and be like, well, I wish it would have been more, or I saw somebody else lose more weight or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You have to get to the point to where you can see your progress. You are not allowed to shit on your progress anymore in this tribe. I swear to God, if I go that way in thread and somebody has shit all over their progress, I might flip a wig. If I wore a wig, it would be flipping. Like, if you did, you better go back and edit it. Because if I go through it this afternoon, it will be hell to pay for anybody who is shitting on their progress. Do not do that. You can't afford, like, guys, when we're losing weight, the majority of us are here because our mental mind game is not exactly ninja status just yet. And I know some of you are like, you know, I really kind of like myself and stuff. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Look for the little areas. It's not, you don't have to be like a total self-loather and hater. But look for the little areas where like if somebody pays you a compliment, you're like, yeah, and I still got 20 more to go. No, thank you. That's all you say. Thank you. I've been working very hard. This is working. I appreciate you acknowledging it. So often you guys are shitting on progress and you're wondering why you're not, like, I don't know why I'm losing motivation. I don't know. Maybe you're not sitting around and looking for all the things you're doing right. Maybe you're sitting around acknowledging nothing. Some of you who are not even like, you know, like negative people like I've been, some of you actually have a decent mindset, but you don't have an amazing mindset. You just don't beat the shit out of yourself. You kind of like yourself, but you don't have an amazing mindset. You're not like, I slay. I'm just going to let you know. I slay all day. Like, here's all the amazing things I did today. We want to all get to where we're a tribe like that. I would love for us to be able to like walk down the street as a tribe one day. Well, it would be a really big street at this point, but we're all walking down the street. And no matter what, there would be not one of us that would, one, worry about anything anybody said. And number two, if anyone paid us a compliment, we would take it and we would add to it. I'm not just saying thank you. Like, thank you, and here's what else I've been doing. Like, that is where we want to get to. We do not want to be the kind of people that when, and this is what always breaks my heart at camp. A lot of times when we're at camp, I ask people, you know, to list like 10 wonderful things about themselves. And usually half the room can't do it. And some women can get to 10 and they struggle. Or they will tell me, well, I got to 10, but I don't believe all of them. They might be true. And I want to make sure that in this tribe, that at any time if I asked you, tell me the 10 most amazing things about you, you would say them without hesitation. Because you know them. You don't need 5 minutes to come up with 10 things. That's 2 minutes per thing. You should be able to have them in like 30 seconds. Just the time it takes to write it. If that's not you, like, if you can't do that now, you know exactly that you need to work on self-love. Because real self-love means you know how great you are. And every one of us is great. I don't give a damn what's going on in your life, or how you were raised, or what you weigh, or any bullshit you have. Like, do not argue with me about why you're not great. Because I guarantee you, some of you will be like, well, I don't know. Have you seen me? I don't know. Like, you will argue with me that you're not great rather than arguing with yourself that you're going to learn how to acknowledge it. And I want all of you to hear that. For every one of you that wanted to type something in, a boohoo face or a frowny or like struggling with the thought, then I would want to make sure that you're doing that work. You got to know how great you are. And if you can't do it easily yet, then you got to be willing to learn. You ain't got time for a pity party. You've sat around in a pity party long enough. That shit sucks. Don't invite the rest of us. You leave too. So weighing, I want all of you to start practicing weighing in and being like, I don't get to have drama today. Like, drama is not available. So if drama is not available for me, if my shitty thoughts are not available, no matter what the number is, if I'm not even allowed to be excited, like, I would get to the point where it's like, I just get on, I'm like, that's what I weigh today. What's next? That's what I want for all of you, regardless of the number, whether you maintain, you stall, or you gain. You get on the scale and it's like, what's next? What do I need to learn from last week? Because we're always thinking about the future. We're always moving forward. All right, let me answer a few questions and we'll get out. If I eat the favorite food first, what do I tell myself to convince me to eat the veggies I want to eat for health reasons? Then eat a little bit of the favorite. Then you're prioritizing vegetables over your favorite food. I want you to listen to me. Then you need to eat a little bit of favorite. Then you eat some vegetables. And then you have to decide, are you at your two or not? Go into a family thing Saturday and I can't eat high fiber because of a colonoscopy on Tuesday. Yeah, don't do that. Can you give me the tough talk on how to get through without just eating tons of carbs and fats? I'm stuck with unhealthy food. No, you're not. Eat before you go. Eat before you go and prioritize your colonoscopy. Like, you shouldn't be eating a bunch of carbs and junk either before you go for a colonoscopy. I'm going to tell you right now, anything you put in is not going to be very pleasant on the back end at a colonoscopy. So don't sit there and tell yourself, oh, carbs will be the one that'll be the pleasant shit that I take all over the bed. No, it won't be. So just, here's what I would do. I would just eat something that you know you can have. You probably can have like fruit. Can't have raw veggies, but they have some fiber, but they're not as high in fiber. So I would just like make a list, like have some protein. Think about it. Bring your own food. Hell, you've got the best excuse ever. Say, I'm bringing my own food. I'm having the old Roto-Rooter done on Tuesday, and I'd like it to not be the world's most painful experience. My dog, you've got the golden card. My doctor has told me not to have it, so I brought my own. That's all you got to do. This is not complicated. If it's complicated or whatever, it's because you're worried what they'll think. Let them think that you're prioritizing your ass and the comfort of your ass on Tuesday over whatever it is they're serving at a family thing. Are y'all getting together for a family thing or y'all getting together for food? If it's just food, then tell everybody, no talking. We're not here for family. We're here to just eat. That is not what's going to happen. So you need to prioritize that in your brain. I was doing the habit tracker and it asked if I followed my 2-2. Does this just mean stopping at +2? It means, did you start when you were hungry? Did you stop when you were satisfied? I have quite a few meals where I easily get to a -3 before eating, but I didn't count that as not following. Yeah, if you -2 on down. You just need to make sure that you didn't start eating at a 0 or a -1. Okay, that's the main thing. All right, that's it. We are good to go, y'all. Y'all have an amazing weekend. I will see you guys. I think I'm doing coaching on Sunday. Yep, at noon. And I will see those of you who are getting coached. And if you have any, let's see, not a question, but info. I had a cough for a living, was prescribed benzonate. It's a small pill that prevents coughing. Oh, I've had some of those where, man, those things sack me out, dude. They're like, I might as well be taking like some kind of Queen's kryptonite. I understand what you're saying about the hunger scale, and I'm doing all the basic, all the things, four basics and literally no place to level up. But when you have over 100 pounds to lose, how can I justify the scale not moving? It just feels defeating. You're just going to, welcome to being a human. I don't care if you're 300 pounds overweight. Every human being will have weeks they don't lose weight. If you're doing all of the basics, let me read this again. I'm doing all the things for basics and literally have no place to level up. Okay, I want to see, like, create a post. And I'm not sure who that was. I can't see it anymore. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Sarah, I did this for somebody the other day. You should have, if you're doing the basics, then you should have a week's worth of food logs and everything at your disposal. So I want you to, Betsy, it's Jennifer Shea's post. I want you to go in and I want you to tag her on that post and have her fill out everything that I want to see. And I also want to see, at the bottom, I'll ask you for a typical food day. Give me a typical food day. I also want a typical weekend food day. Put it all in there and then tag me and I'll look at it. And I'll give you my advice. Because if it's never, the scale's never moving, then there's something going on. There's always something going on. If it's 1 week, honey, it's just called welcome to the world. That's all. I mean, that's just the way it happens. You're never gonna, you're not gonna have, I don't care how much weight you have to lose. People who have all kinds of crazy weight, who even go on starvation diets, guess what? They have weeks they gain and they have weeks that they don't lose. That's just the way it works. It's not, and here's your, the problem with your thinking is it's defeating. No, you know what's defeating? Your ass thinking something's going wrong. Your thought about that number is what's defeating. You need to clean it up because it's always going to happen. You need to learn today how you're going to think about the other 20 times. Let me just tell you, I lost 100 pounds too. At least 15 or 20 of the weigh-ins didn't go the way I wanted them to. Trust me. So you got like 15 or 20 more times that you either get to walk in feeling defeated and white knuckle and try to make it through, or you can use this as your opportunity to figure out like, oh, this is supposed to happen. You know what's not supposed to happen? Me breaking my plans, me feeling like shit over it. You know what's supposed to happen? I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because I know for sure if I'm following the four basics as intended, the rest of these people lost weight on it, I will too. The only thing that will stop me is my own disbelief. That's it. If I'm not believing, I'll start eating. All right. Y'all have a good one. Oh, here's a couple more. Sorry. Where can I find information on planned overeating? Betsy, you link them. I don't want to talk that one out loud. It's my birthday. How do you do your birthday? I'm planning a slice of strawberry shortcake tonight at my party. Well, first of all, I love strawberry cake. Anything is my July baby. But I don't know if y'all want to know how I do my birthday. I go to Vegas usually. My birthday is like 3 to 4 days of partying. We really celebrate at the Crabtree House when it's the Queen's birthday. So I plan big, pretty big, and then I just get right back to my normal life. I've always planned my birthday has always been special to me. I've loved my birthday. In fact, for everybody, just so you know, we have a very special July challenge and month for the whole tribe that we have crafted special this year because I'm turning 45. And I'm going to save it for you, but just know that in July, it's on like Donkey Kong in this group, and I can't wait. So anyway, happy birthday to that. As my Logan always goes, to that. So there you go. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.